Hello everybody, my name is Andrew Zeller and I am here to do another video on Azure Stack. And this time we're talking to Chuck about consistent application development with Azure Stack.
Hi, my name is Chuck Weininger. I'm from the Visual Studio Azure Tools team. We develop tools for Azure and now we develop tools for Azure Stack also.
So why don't you go ahead and tell us what is important when it comes to Azure Stack?
The important thing about Azure Stack for developers is it's consistent with Azure. The code and the apps you write in Azure will also run in Azure Stack with no changes.
Can you also bring tools you're familiar with or anything
Correct.
Like that?
Yes. Yes. The portal that you're used to using in Azure is the same portal in Azure Stack. The PowerShell that you're using in Azure to manage your Azure resources, if you use PowerShell, is the same. DevOps tools that you want to use, if you use browsers and things to look at resources in Azure and manage those resources, the same tools will work in Azure Stack. Azure Resource Manager that you can use to define your applications. If you want to do infrastructure as code, so you can define your Azure template and deploy that to Azure, you can define the same template and deploy that to Azure Stack. And then you'll have the same resources in Azure Stack that you had in Azure.
Okay.
And it's great for developer productivity because you can do one thing that'll run in both places.
All right.
Which is what we're showing on here, the Azure Stack value proposition, is all about productivity for developers. You don't have to worry about where your application is running. Azure Stack has the same infrastructure and the same set of services that are in Azure. And you can write your app for Azure, and it runs in Azure Stack also. So here's a slide that shows a little more about what we mean by that. It's the same application model. The same patterns that you're used to writing code with in Azure will work in Azure Stack. The same APIs you're used to calling in Azure are in Azure Stack. And the same tools you're used to using, your build pipelines, like if you have a build system set up with Visual Studio Team System that's deploying apps to Azure, you can do the same thing and deploy apps to Azure Stack.
You have a demo for us. Do you think it might help to just jump in and take a look at this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Awesome.
So here's my demo machine that's connected to an Azure Stack. And this is the portal that you see when you log into Azure Stack and then open the portal. And as you can see, it's the same portal that you see in Azure. We have the dashboard here. I can click and view the resource groups that I have deployed in Azure. And those resource groups contain resources the same way they contain resources in Azure. So I click on one here. We were testing app services. So here's my app service plan and my app service. I can click on activity.
So these are resources deployed to app service, which is running on Azure Stack.
Azure Stack, correct.
Right, okay.
Correct. You can see the URL here at the top is portal.azurestack.local. That
right.
is not a public cloud Azure URL, so I'm going against my Azure Stack. And here you can see activity log for that that web application. The same activity log that you would see in Azure.
Okay.
And now I'm going to flip to Visual Studio, and we're actually going to deploy one of these things, and I'll show you it's the same tools that you're used to using for Azure.
All right.
This is a very, very simple web app that I've created, and it just has one page. And I've already written all the code. I won't go through that. But we're going to create a published target for or a published profile for this application, which defines where I want to deploy this application to. So I want to deploy it to an Azure web app service. I'm not going to deploy it locally or anything. We want to put it in Azure Stack. So I click OK here, and it's going to give me a connection dialog. Now you can see there's a control here that lists the accounts that I have registered in Visual Studio. I have my MSDN account, I have my own corporate account with Microsoft, and I have my Azure Stack account. And we want to deploy to Azure Stack, so I'm going to pick that account. And now it defaults my web app name. I can change it if I want, but I won't mess with that right now. And then here's an interesting thing. It shows me my Azure Stack subscription. I only have one subscription in this stack. But if there were multiple subscriptions for some reason, it would show multiples there, just like it does if you're connected to public cloud.
Could you connect your IDE and be able to have the option at this point to deploy to multiple clouds?
Correct. Yes. I could deploy this app to my MSDN account if I wanted to. If I switch accounts, it's now said, you want to deploy to your MSDN account? Here's subscriptions in your MSDN account. And I would just automatically do that.
And that subscription there that we're looking at is your subscription in Azure.
Correct. That's in Microsoft Azure, yes.
Okay, great.
And then I'll switch back to the Azure Stack subscription, and it's going to re-query for subscriptions and do the same. So this little app right here works the same no matter which cloud I'm going against.
Okay.
So I wanted to define my own resource group, so it'll show up in Cloud Explorer over here and look better than this name. So I'm going to create a resource group. I'm just going to call it Hello Azure Stack, because that's what my app says, or that's what my app is, Hello Azure Stack. So when I hit create here, this is actually going to use an Azure Resource Manager template to create these resources in Azure. It generates a template behind the scenes and deploys that to Azure, or in this case, Azure Stack. So I hit create. And like I said, behind the scenes, it's going to create a resource group called Hello Azure Stack. It's going to create a web app called Hello Azure Stack with a bunch of numbers after it, so it's a unique name, and uses an Azure Resource Manager template to do that.
And when you talk about the Azure Resource Manager template, so where do you manage those templates?
You can define the templates yourself. This tool's doing it for you, so you don't have to actually create the template. You could go to Azure Stack and probably export that template and see what it looked like. You could see what that JSON might be.
So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of how you want to work with it.
Correct. Okay. There's tools in Visual Studio for creating templates. You could create your own template and save that in your code repository and deploy that template whenever you wanted to deploy your app.
Oh, awesome.
This tool's doing that for you. It's kind of hiding that from you, but you don't have to. You can be doing that if you want to.
All right.
So now that we've created those resources in Azure, or in Azure Stack, I can publish my app. Now this is taking my code and pushing it to the server. It didn't deploy my code before, so now it's doing a build, and it'll package up my app and deploy it to the server in the web app that I had defined just previously in the profile.
So the server that's being offered effectively through the web app service.
Correct.
In Azure Stack.
Correct.
Gotcha.
The web app service in Azure Stack.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And here, once it's published, it runs my app, and that's my very simple Hello Azure Stack app. Okay, so now the application is published. I can go back to Cloud Explorer and see the resources that I've defined and created in Azure Stack. And this is listing resources the same way it lists resources for Azure. So I see my Azure resource group, Hello Azure Stack, and I see my web app, Hello Azure Stack, with a bunch of numbers after it. And if I right-click on my application, I get a bunch of options for things I can do with that application. And these are the same options you would have if you were developing against Azure. I can open in the browser, I can open Kudu, I can attach a debugger, I can view logs.
So you can manage the lifecycle.
You can manage the lifecycle of that application.
Just straight from your development environment.
From Cloud Explorer, yes. And some of these options are the same as you'd get in the portal, but it's convenient here in Visual Studio.
Can you expand out beyond we've been looking at web apps. Can
sure.
you do the same thing with other Azure services
sure.
that are running on Azure
yes.
Stack?
Any resource that's created in Azure will show in Cloud Explorer, any Azure Resource Manager resource will show in Cloud Explorer, like virtual machines. I could see a list of virtual machines. I could right-click on that virtual machine. I could connect to it from Cloud Explorer. The same way you can do in the portal. You can list virtual machines in the portal and connect from the portal. So yeah, any resource, we've exposed it in Cloud Explorer, and a lot of them have special actions you can take on those in Cloud Explorer.
Awesome.
So those are the tools that we have in Visual Studio, and there's other tools too, like we mentioned, CI/CD pipelines with different things that you might be familiar with, Jenkins or any other Visual Studio team system. There's open source software that you can use to develop your applications. Anything that you would want to use to write applications in Azure would mostly work in Azure Stack.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Chuck, for taking the time and coming and giving us a look at the consistent tooling work that you've been doing across Azure and Azure Stack.
You're welcome.
Thank you much. So, everybody, thank you very much for watching, and look forward to talking to you again soon.